The problem is organizers aren't sure how many people attended the two-day Upward Air show in August, but believe it's somewhere between 50 and 75,000 people. Now, event co-chair Bob Schroffnagel says there's not enough money to pay the bill, since it appears ticket proceeds for around 10,000 people might be missing.
We estimate that the missing revenue is somewhere between $50,000 and $120,000, but that missing revenue, again, is completely dependent upon an accurate crowd count, and unfortunately there's no real way to determine that, and that's kind of the situation that we're stuck in.
Schroffnagel admits supporting documents were thrown away, plus unauthorized people ended up handling cash. That makes it difficult to pinpoint if cash was stolen, whether people jumped fences, or many were let in free. He says the snafu means all the bills may not get paid, and 40 nonprofit organizations that provided volunteers for the event won't get the money they were promised this year for helping out.
They're going to get at least one-third of what we owe them, and we do plan to make good in full, but unfortunately it's probably not going to happen until the next air show,
which Bob Schroffnagel says likely won't take place for 2 years. Meanwhile, Eau Claire police are investigating. They hope a videotape of several gate entrances may shed some light on what happened. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.